Burger King, the fast food's second banana to McDonald's, has long had the slogan, "Have it your way." Well, some new Burger King ads expected to air in the Arab world will certainly have it their way, making fun of Americans. In this ad, two Arab men are at a Burger King talking up two young American women.
So you're from the Middle East? Isn't that the capital of Arabia or somewhere?
I mean, do you guys live in the desert or something?
Yeah, we live in the desert in this double story tent.
A double-story tent. Now, these ads aren't on the air yet. First, they're being tested on YouTube, where you can see them. Carol Murphy is based in Riyadh, and she wrote about these Burger King ads for the online news service Global Post. These ads are pretty funny, Carol. Who came up with them?
It's a firm that does PR in Dubai, and they were working for the Saudi-based conglomerate Alion, which owns the Burger King franchise in the Gulf area. And I found these on YouTube after a Saudi friend alerted me to them, and I thought they were pretty funny. And they also were useful to sort of talk about the ignorance on both sides among Americans about Saudi and the Gulf area and some Saudis about America.
And the young men in the ads, are they in fact Saudis or actors who play Saudis on TV?
No, they are indeed Saudi actors. Mm. And they were found through a casting company and then paired up with these two other female actresses. And the whole thing, I think, was filmed or made in Dubai. There are actually three different ads.
They're pretty funny guys. And apparently they even speak in an accent that they are kind of using to mock a Saudi accent. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good observation. You know, one of the misperceptions among Americans is that Saudis don't have a sense of humor. But they actually do, especially the young ones.
Yeah, these ads prove it. Let's listen to another one. It's the same scene. These two Arab guys at a Burger King chatting up the two young American women.
Wow, the Middle East. That is so cool. Do you guys drive camels to work in the morning?
Aren't camels the ones with the humps?
Well, if you can afford them, then yeah. The richer you are, the more humps they get.
One hump or two. Who are these ads aimed at, Carol?
They're really aimed at young Gulf people who, you know, they have been raised on the internet now, and so they're pretty savvy. Many of them are wealthy enough to study abroad or travel abroad with their families. So they're very savvy, especially about ways in the West.
I mean, these ads obviously play up the dumb American who knows very little about the Arab world, but how widespread is that kind of belief in Saudi Arabia, for example? I mean, do people feel that Americans are just kind of unplugged from the rest of the planet?
Yeah, not only Saudis, but a lot of people in the Middle East do feel that Americans are just very ignorant of the political dynamics at work in the Middle East, not just about daily living, about, you know, the use of camels and tents and things like that. There is a feeling in the Middle East that Americans, because they're such a huge country and a rich country, that they really don't know much about the political dynamics and the social dynamics in other countries.
It's kind of an odd message, though, because it's basically saying, yeah, we've got these dumb Americans over there, but we'll eat their delicious Whoppers.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, as dumb as, you know, foreigners might think Americans are, they really love American culture, American consumer goods. And, you know, this is one of the things that is also driving the resistance to American culture among conservative parts of the population, especially among the religious community, because they think the television and the internet are bringing too much of American consumerism to their country.
Right. And I imagine it's kind of might be a little unconventional to have two Saudi men and two American women sitting together in a restaurant.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, immediately you think that this is happening in the United States and not in the Gulf area.
Carol Murphy is based in Riyadh. She writes for the online news service Global Post. And if you don't mind cringing from some of the stereotypes some Saudis have of Americans, then check out the Burger King ads at theworld.org. Carol, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Margo.